Chapter 11, Vibrational Relativity and Energy Balance. The vibrational relationship between you and your source is the basis of your emotional guidance system. Your guidance system, like all guidance, is based upon something in relationship to something else. Consider the GPS, navigational system, in your vehicle. While it does have the facility to pinpoint your precise location, it is of no value to you in terms of guidance until you enter or program in your desired destination. But once the navigational system has that information, it can begin to calculate a proposed route from where you currently are to where you want to go. In the same way, the relationship between your current and desired body weight is the basis of the emotional guidance you receive. The relationship between your current financial situation and the amount of cash you would like to have in your bank account is the basis of the emotional guidance that you receive. The relationship between where you are and where you want to be is the basis of your personal guidance system. Even without an electronic navigational system, you understand the relativity between where you are and where you want to be. And without that information, you could not proceed with any clarity upon your journey. You would just be moving from place to place. Vibrational relativity exists in every possible subject, those of great importance, those of lesser importance, those that come up many times in every day, and those that you think about only occasionally. Helpful and precise guidance is readily available to you regarding all things, for there is no subject in your life in which vibrational relativity is missing. The best path to your intended destinations? If you have ever utilized an electronic navigational system in your vehicle, you have surely had the experience of programming an intended destination and then, for some reason, deviating from the route. Something along the way may have attracted your attention, so you made an unscheduled turn along your route. Immediately, your navigational system begins signaling you that you're off your course. You can explain your reasons for departing from your route, but your navigational system will simply continue to tell you that you have deviated from your intended route. Because as far as your guidance system is concerned, you are off your path. Of course, you could reprogram the system because of your new decision, and your guidance system would then regroup and make a new plan. But as long as you're holding a specific intention of where you want to go, but are moving in a different direction from that intention, warning bells will ring. Now, you might say, but Abraham, surely there's more than one path that will lead to my desired destination. And we agree with you. There are many paths, many satisfying paths. Paths that are satisfying for different reasons, which will lead to your desired destination. In fact, the joy of life is really in the journey. However, your vehicle's navigational system is considering the information within its unique system. It has determined where you are, and contained within its information system are many possible routes or paths. So, considering all those factors, your navigational system gives you the best route that it can conclude. In other words, it cannot make decisions or give guidance outside of the information contained in its system. You have a personal emotional guidance system. Your personal emotional guidance system operates in a similar way to an electronic guidance system. You cannot receive guidance outside of the routes or beliefs contained within your system. Your emotional guidance system of relativity is based only upon your active vibrations, beliefs, and their relationship with your desired destination. Remember, a belief is really only a thought that you keep thinking. Your emotions are your indicators of the vibrational relationship of the active vibrations within you. You've come forth into this physical body as an extension of source energy, and the vibration of your source is always an active vibration within you. As you explore the variety and contrast of your own life experience, natural preferences relating to the way you would like things to be are vibrationally emitted from you in the form of vibrational signals, similar to electronic signals. You are literally beaming these signals forward into your future experience. Whenever a preference or desire is born with you as a result of something that you're living, that vibrational signal shoots forth like a rocket of desire and begins amassing power and clarity in your vibrational future in what we lovingly refer to as your vibrational escrow. It's held there expressly for you. No one else can swoop in and take it, depriving you of your own creation. It remains there, pulsing, gaining power, momentum, and clarification as you continue to amend your desires through processing more contrasting experiences. The contrast in which you are focused provides a wonderful basis for the launching of your unique desires, for whenever you're experiencing something that you do not want, you always understand more clearly what it is that you do want. Your source immediately joins your every desire. As you're focused here in this time-space reality, Viewing life from your unique perspective, you unceasingly emit new signals for the improvement of your own life experience. In the moment your rockets of desire emanate from you, source energy becomes one with those desires. In fact, that is precisely the reason that we continue to unequivocally state to you that when you ask, it is always given. For source energy acknowledges your desire, agrees with your desire, knows your desire, and flows with your desire. The power of your source immediately becomes one with your desire. And now, the vibrational relativity between your newly launched desire, which has been joined by the energy of source, and your current habitual thoughts or beliefs upon the same subject become apparent. You can literally feel the agreement, or lack thereof, between the frequencies of these energies. If you collected your bills from your mailbox and realized you did not have enough money to pay all of them, a desire for more money would shoot out of you into your vibrational future. And in the moment of that launching, source energy would flow with your rocket of desire. But if you continued to agonize over the lack of money in your bank account to pay those bills, your vibration would be very different from that of your desire, and so the emotion of worry or fear would be your indication of your vibrational discord. If someone you love has treated you badly, a rocket of desire to be treated with more respect would shoot from you, and your source would agree with and respond to your request. Your source literally forms a vibrational bond with your request or desire, and your request is immediately granted. Source flows with your desire and sees it as you have requested that it be. But if you continue to remember or focus upon the hurtful experience, you hold yourself vibrationally apart from your own request. There is vibrational discord between the vibration of your desire and the vibration of what you're offering as you focus upon your mistreatment. If the vibration of what is the dominant vibration within you regarding the subject of your relationship, then your relationship cannot improve. And the emotional pain that you feel is your indication that the vibrational relativity between where you are right now and what you desire must be improved. You must find a way of offering a vibration that matches that of your desire and of your source if you are to allow yourself to receive the benefit of your own request.